Welcome to Conversations with Anna Elizabeth. That's me. The podcast inspired by my book, I'm a Registered Dietitian, Now What? Where I have the absolute joy to sit back, relax, and have a conversation about nutrition with a variety of people who share their personal story of passion and purpose, especially registered dietitians. Today's conversation is with the lovely Amber Trejo, a second career registered dietitian who took professional experiences from her first career, and they are interesting, so make sure you listen, and chose dietetics to overcome all the adversity she faced. She has truly found her passion, and she's really kicking some ass in it too, literally and figuratively, and she finds joy in the work that she does every day. Please enjoy my conversation with Amber. Well, let's talk about, we're going to talk about you today. I would love to get to know you a little bit more about your kind of just start where you, where did you decide like nutrition, dietetics? When was that something that came on your radar as a career?
Oh man. I mean, this goes back to when I used to work in corporate. I was training to compete in a bodybuilding competition. Mm-hmm. And I was working in corporate, and I was just very fascinated with fitness. And I was just very curious about the reasonings and the whys behind, like, why my coach was having me eat specific things. And just like the whole like fat loss process. It was just very interesting to me. And I just remember like not being happy in corporate and not feeling like fulfilled sitting behind a desk and answering to someone else. And I quit and became a personal trainer. And once I became a personal trainer, I was just like, there's more that I need to know and there's more that I need to do. So I'm going to pursue a career in nutrition. I didn't know exactly what that path was going to be, but I knew I had to be a registered dietitian.
Interesting. And you didn't really know, like, did you work with a registered dietitian when you did your training?
No, I actually worked with a male who didn't really understand the female body that much.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, there was just like certain things that he wanted me to do. And I was like, well, why do I have to do this? And he couldn't give me an exact reason why. And I was like, yeah, I don't think this is going to work anymore. So I ended up quitting working with him, and then just trying to get my questions answered through, you know, education and networking with other people in the industry and becoming friends with dietitians.
Nice. You're the why person. You're like, well, but why? But why? Tell me why. Like, I'm the same way. Like, I want to research and I want to know, like, the science and stuff. So that, I mean, dietetics was, like, perfect for you then.
Yeah. And I always give my clients the why. Like, if we're doing something, I just go ahead and tell them why we're doing it, because I don't know if they're guessing and they don't want to ask, but it's just, I always want them to know, like, whatever we are doing, this is the reason behind it. And this is how we're going to get there.
I love that. So you worked in corporate. What did you do in the corporate world?
Before I got to corporate, I was a retail manager for Solstice Sunglasses. I was running a multi-million dollar store in Jersey. Yeah, it was a beautiful store. I had a really great team, but you know, I was actually going to quit and pursue fitness at that point. But I had a friend who was my regional manager tell me, no, don't do that. Like, we're going to get you into corporate. Like, a position just opened up. And I applied. I'm like, oh, I'm not really into it. I was like, but let me apply. You know, let me see what this is about. Maybe I might love it. And maybe this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. So I applied to be the executive admin to the VP and the COO of Solstice. And I met with the COO and he hired me on the spot. And I was shocked. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm doing this. I was like, I now work on Fifth Ave and I work for Solstice Corporate as the executive admin. And I told them, you know, because they were big on like promoting within. They're like, what do you want to do? You know, because we promote within, like, what are your interests? And I told them, you know, either buying or marketing. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh yeah, all of our previous admins, they all ended up in those departments. And I was like, okay. I'm like, well, this is a good foot in the door. And it turned out to be like the real devil's wear Prada.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. Like the COO was fantastic. He was really sweet. Always told me I was doing a great job, but the VP was another story. She couldn't stand me. She didn't like people talking to me. She said I talked too much. Oh. And yeah, and she would, she was rough. And she, one of the things that stuck with me, and this is what keeps me going in private practice, especially when things are hard, is she flat out told me, I will never do anything in this life. I'll never make anything of myself. Yeah. And I remember leaving that office and I was like, watch me. And I left.
Good for you. Oh my gosh. Like, even like being a human, like, how can you say that to anyone? Just why would you ever want that for anybody?
I don't know. All I know is I try to really hold myself together in that room. And once I walked out that door, I just cried. I was like, this woman is awful. But it definitely is always going to be that fire under my butt that is going to always like keep me going, where it's like, no, I am going to make something of myself. Like, that's not true.
I love that. Watch me. Just watch me. Yes, I will. Well, that, I mean, I guess maybe, I mean, unfortunately, it was like not a nice sign, but it was definitely a sign for you that there's something bigger and better out there for you.
Oh, for sure. Like when I was in the office, people were asking me like fitness advice, nutrition advice. And, you know, I was just like, I don't know how to answer all of this. Like, I should probably go back to school so I can answer these questions. That also like motivated me more, you know, because I remember talking to my husband, you know, after a hard day at the office, and he was like, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I feel like I need to be in the wellness industry. Like, just something's pulling me that way. I love to work out. I love teaching people how to work out, you know, because all my friends would come and work out with me. And then just like, I'm like, I want to learn about nutrition more and figure out why, like, what's the best diet out there for weight loss? And, and I always joke with people when people are asking me that question or they want to lose weight. I was like, listen, I spent like $80,000 to answer this question for you. I'm like, it is a balanced diet.
That is not funny. I love how you just said that. I spent $80,000 to tell you the secret to weight loss is a balanced diet.
And they just look at me. They're like, what? I'm like, it is. I'm like, this is what it is. This is what science says. This is what I figured out. I'm like, I had all these questions. I got them answered. Here's the answer.
Now you can stop searching. I got it for you.
Exactly.
So you quit, you became a personal trainer, and then you went back to school and got your dietetics degree.
Yep. I had to start from the bottom. I paid my way through school from personal training and teaching bootcamp classes. And I started with my prerequisites. And I feel like the path to becoming a dietitian is not easy and it's not very clear cut, at least for me. I didn't get like straight answers for anything on how do you become an RD? At least from the schools that I was talking to in the New York area. So I got my prerequisites and I didn't know I had to go into a DPD program. So I went into a master's program and then so I got my master's first and then found out that you have to be in a DPD program in order to qualify for the internship. And I was like, oh man, I was like, this is a lot of school. I'm like, you guys did not tell me this.
Well, yeah, they should have totally told you that.
I did it very backwards. But I did my master's, did my DPD, and then I got into the internship and then graduated and became an RD. And And well, it was
honestly, though, probably you're probably glad that you have your master's now. I mean, for just because you already had your bachelor's, so it would be silly to have to start, you know what I mean? Like do that all over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's where like people were telling me how to get a bachelor's in nutrition. I was like, no, I already have a bachelor's. They're like, yeah, but it's business. And I'm like, yeah, but I want another bachelor's.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, exactly.
So that's what made me just go. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get a master's because apparently, you know, I could just pick whatever I want to be a master's in and just go. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me do nutrition and human performance. And I think out of my whole academic career, I feel like that was the best money ever spent. I loved my master's program. Loved it. I had wonderful teachers. I learned so much, and I feel like that set me up really well for the internship and the exam. Sure. You know, and my DPD program was great, but like my master's program, I just felt like I was so much more equipped that when I went into the DPD program, I was like, oh, I know this. I was like, I got this.
That's awesome. Where did you get your master's then?
I got it at Logan University. That's in Missouri.
Oh, okay. So you did Missouri. I've never heard of it. So it was all virtual for you too.
Mm-hmm. It was all virtual.
That's lovely. Thank God that stuff exists, right? So you don't have to travel all over the place or relocate. That's just amazing.
Yeah. Most of my schooling was virtual. My master's was virtual. My prerequisites were half and half. But when I got into the DPD program, that was like right before COVID was happening. So the remainder of that DPD program was online. And then,
perfect.
Yeah, I feel like I excel really well doing self-paced stuff. So I just got lost in research. I just really had my nose in the books and, you know, learning virtually, you know, you have to read everything. Yes. And you have to pay attention. And I mean, I loved it. I love the flexibility of it because I was able to learn at the time of the day that like best suited me, where I felt like I had more brain power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And don't you feel like as an entrepreneur too, I kind of feel like entrepreneurs who have that mindset do better with independent, more like that type of learning, because it's kind of like, it's your thing. It's more in your power.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's times where like, you know, to really get the information, like to have the information soak in, I would rewrite everything in a notebook. I would type it out on sticky notes or post-its or even like note cards, like things that you're not able to do like in class. Like I could pause the lecture and go back and re-listen. So I think it was better for me from a learning experience to take my time with it and to really soak everything in.
And you got to marry like human performance and nutrition. So that's awesome that you got to do like kind of both of your passions.
Yes. Yes.
It's amazing. All right. So you did your internship. Where was that then?
I did my internship with Complete Business Dietetics. The abbreviation is KBDI. It's brand new. I was in the first cohort of theirs.
Okay. And that was all remote as well. And then you just found your own like practicums that you had to do.
Yeah. So the beauty of that was I got to pick my preceptors, and figure out like where I want to get that experience from. The only thing that I was able to do in person was my clinical. So that I was able to get in person for at a long-term care facility in the Bronx. But everything else, I was able to work under an RD who works in academia. And I got to create a college course for her. And I got to work. Oh, it was so much fun. Like, I love teaching. So having that opportunity to see if I liked academia, you know, that was great. And then I got to work with the nutrition twins, who are good friends of mine. They, you know, are well versed in like the media. So I got to like have hands-on experience with stuff like that. I got to work with my friend Eric Bustillo, who's in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I love him. He's so sweet.
He is awesome. Yes.
And he was a really great preceptor. And he's still a really good mentor of mine. So I got to work with him. I got to work with my girlfriend, Tally, who specializes in hormones.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I also got to work in a school for food service. I didn't want something that was already going to be like in the hospital setting. I wanted to know like what school nutrition is about, because I was always interested in that as well. Like, you know, why do we feed the kids we feed them? Why are their meals planned out that way? And that was really interesting for me.
You got a really good variety for sure. That's awesome.
It was fun. It was fun. I had a lot of fun in my internship.
It's always good to hear that, because I've heard people are like, oh, yeah, well, I did my internship. That's all I'm going to say about it. They're like, meh, it happened.
Yeah. And they're just trying to survive. Yes. But I think because I got to choose who I worked with and I just wasn't placed, yeah. It was more of a happier experience.
I think that's great. That's great to hear that. I think I hear this both sides of like having to choose your preceptors and how exhausting that is. But then also like your side is I got to choose my preceptors and it was great because I got to choose the people I wanted to work with or learn from. And there's kind of two caveats to that for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
So after internship was done, what were you thinking about when you were going to start your kind of career as a dietitian?
Once my internship was done and I was able to pass the exam, that was a lot of studying. As soon as I walked out of that room and I saw that I passed, I was like, I get to do nothing for the rest of the year.
Perfect.
I was so looking forward to not having any like crazy responsibilities, no deadlines, no homework. I was like, I don't have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to study. I was like, I'm just going to chill out and just work, like, and just do stuff.
Do normal people stuff, right?
Yeah. Have a life and hang out
Sleep,
with friends.
Eat, socialize.
Yeah. That was my feeling when I passed the exam and I was done with the internship, but then I got pregnant. I was like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'm not resting. There goes my vacation.
Oh, yeah. So you went from one crazy life thing to another crazy life thing.
Yeah.
And so did you start your business at the same time then as well?
No, I started my business before I got into the internship. Once I got my master's degree, I started my private practice.
Oh, good for you. You didn't wait. I love that.
No, I didn't wait. I knew that, you know, there's a certain scope of practice I could practice in. I stayed within my scope. I referred out when needed. I made sure, you know, I was always, you know, following the code of, you know, first do no harm and making sure everything was evidence-based and just building my clientele with fitness and nutrition that way. And then once I got my RD, then I just like, I was good. Business-wise, I was good, but I ran with it even further.
That's amazing. So you were already personal training. So that definitely was helpful probably with getting clients and then doing that nutrition education piece. And that's awesome. And your business is called?
Naked Wellness.
And how did you come up with that name?
One of my former clients actually thought of it. She's one of my really good friends now, but she was a long-term client of mine for about 4 years. And we were talking and I was like, you know, I want a business name that's not like every other business name. Like everyone's like, it's either like their first name with like fitness and wellness after it or like something wellness. And I'm just like, I just don't know. I'm like, I want wellness in it because I do fitness and nutrition. So I feel like that sits under that umbrella. I was like, but I don't want to call it Amber and I don't want to call it after a fruit. And I'm like, I don't like, what do
you
I do?
Something distinct. Like that's more distinct than just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, you like being naked. I was like, you know what?
I do.
I was like, I do. I was like, okay. I was like, Naked Wellness. I'm like, I like it. I'm like, I like it. And it could definitely mean various things. Like the real meaning behind it is, you know, like I'm evidence-based. There's no bullshit. It's very honest, upfront coaching. There's no fads, none of that. It's just, it's pure.
It's naked. I love
it's naked.
Okay. I was wondering about that because I'm like, I love your name and I love your logo and everything too. And I'm just, it was just intriguing that I had to ask that question.
Yeah. Everyone, they always get a kick out of it. And they're like, what? I was like, yeah. I was like, that's why.
I'm sure everyone has their own, when they get their real reason and they're like, oh, it just totally makes sense now, where they just, it's not just the word naked, you know, like people think of that and they think of so many other probably not great things.
Oh yeah. I've had some interesting emails in the past, like during COVID when we were doing like virtual, like group fitness classes and personal training sessions, you know, people would ask like, oh, like, you know, do we show up naked? Yeah. And I was like, no, please don't. Wear clothes.
Maybe, who knows? Maybe your business will take a turn like when you're in your 40s and you might start that. It might be a trend.
I think there is like something like with naked yoga. I think that's a thing.
I have heard that. And I've heard of like naked wellness retreats. Like where people go and they just like strip down of, again, kind of the same principle, like getting back to like just the beginning of health and wellness and when you're little and, you know, stripping down all the things. I've heard of those too. So you never know. It might be a new trend. It might be something trendy as we progress in this world. So obviously you have a thriving business. You had your baby, so you've got a little sweet girl now. Is that changed kind of your business a little bit too? How much you're working? Are you working more or less or just juggling all the things?
I think I'm still juggling. Like I'm trying to do it all, and I always have to remind myself you can't do it all. So a learning experience for me since being a mom, because I was the mother of my business and I was married to my business and I would always work sun up, sun down. And, you know, I love doing that. Like I love what I do, that it never felt like work. But now being a mom, I have to reserve space for her. So I have to set boundaries and I have to pull back on some work things where I'm like, no, I need a schedule and I have to do that tomorrow. I need to spend time with my little one, or she needs my attention right now. Like this could wait. So I do find myself, you know, having to find that balance and stick to those boundaries. So that way, you know, I could still, you know, I could be a good and present mom and then still be a good and present, you know, coach for my clients.
Absolutely. And that's, again, I think you said it perfectly well. You were married to your job and you were the mom of your, you know, your business. And that's, you know, when you become a mom to a little person, that sharing, that motherly sharing duty has to happen too. And you just have to make it work for you.
Exactly.
So what is kind of like the day-to-day for you then when it comes to, because I know you do training and then do you do training at the same time that you do, you know, your nutrition side, or do they kind of marry each other or are they kind of separate?
It's separate. So like a day-to-day, like I always make sure my mornings are with my daughter. So we do our morning routine. So instead of me just waking up and eating breakfast and doing work, I don't start any work until about 8:30, 9 o'clock. And that's, you know, answering emails or anything like that. Because I just hang out with her in the morning and we spend time together. And then while she's in daycare, then I will, depending on which day it is, because I have certain days where I do certain things. It could be, you know, training clients, teaching class. It could be prepping for, because I teach a grad class now. So it could be prepping for my class later, making content for Instagram, the day-to-day is just very different depending on the day. But what's mm-hmm. always consistent is I don't start work until 9 o'clock now.
That's awesome. I bet you love your mornings together.
I do. I really do. She's the sweetest little thing. like she just makes my mornings so happy. Aww. And she's so silly. So, you know, we wake up, we do her bottle, but like when we do her bottle, I put jazz on. So we're kind of just hanging out together, listening to music and just chilling out. And she's always like kicking me with her foot, or she wants me to rub her foot. And like, as soon as she's done with her bottle, she'll take it, she'll throw it at me, and then she'll grab me and kiss me.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. So it makes me really happy. So like, I love that. So like my mornings are like a very sacred time with her.
Yes. Well, then it just sets the tone for your day too. Like it just probably makes you a better, you know, just a better person every day when you have that time with her.
Oh yeah. And it makes her happy too. She actually does better. Like when I drop her off at daycare, like when we have that time, she's not upset when I leave her at daycare.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, good. I love your non-negotiables. This is good. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then how often are you training then too with your business?
So for personal training, I scaled back a little bit, just so I could have more room for nutrition clients. And then also with some other contracting jobs that I have. I work for a medical weight loss company where I'm the head dietitian there.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I love my clients there and I love the team there. It's working for a startup is very exhilarating. And it's fun. It's a good experience. And then I'm also a professor teaching a grad class at Long Island University. So I scaled back on training so that way I have more time to put in those roles. And then also my nutrition clients. But I also do teach group fitness as well. So those are pretty steady with my group fitness classes.
It sounds like you have a great variety. Like you have a good variety. I love that you're teaching. Do you like the teaching? Do you like academia?
I love it.
Yeah. I can see you being great at that.
I have so much fun. My students are so smart and I love the conversations that we have in class. Like I'm not your typical, you know, crusty teacher, right? Yeah. Where I'm just reading off of slides and you're just like falling asleep while someone's lecturing you, you know, like I'm bringing my dietetic experience and like giving real world situations to them. Like, all right, you know, you're going to have a client that has this problem. What would you do? Or, you know, I might have them debunk something and dive into the research, and seeing what they find and how they're excited about it excites me because they're learning something new and they're like, wow, I didn't know this. I'm like, wow, now you know this and you can share this with the world. You're going to share evidence-based things that are correct.
That's empowering too. Just as a dietitian, it like makes you so happy. You're like, this is great.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does. And just seeing how good everyone's doing, like in class, like they're passing their quizzes, their grades are really good. I love the conversations that I could have with them.
And is it a virtual or in-person class?
It's virtual.
Yeah. But I still think you can really make those connections virtually anymore. Like, is it just such the norm that everyone feels so much more comfortable in that virtual space?
Yeah, I think so too. And then I always like to have an icebreaker in class too. So like everyone's you have to participate. And, you know, I'll ask them like silly questions, you know, like, what are you guys munching on tonight? What's for dinner? So like just trying to get to know them.
Mm-hmm. So it's not crickets every time you turn on the screen.
Exactly. I don't like crickets. I like a lively environment.
Absolutely. Yes. That's like a must. I taught college classes for a while early, but they were in person and I had so much fun doing that. I kind of feel like maybe I need to get back into that a little bit, but It's interesting how you can affect a whole different population with nutrition, even if they don't become dietitians or go into the field at all. You know, if they're like nursing students or, you know, OT or dental, or there's just a fun way to like just have your little part in the world in their life with nutrition.
Exactly. And they get to share that knowledge.
Yeah. You know they do, because if they know something that's right, they'll share it with everybody. Like you said, they will share it with the world.
Yeah.
So what is the future of Naked Wellness look like? You have anything exciting in the future? Or are you just kind of like living the dream right now?
I mean, I'm always working hard. I have a lot of projects underway. I have one that I'm going to be launching soon. I have to record it, but I'm going to be launching a self-paced course called Master Your Muscle. Ooh. And it is really about, you know, building lean muscle mass and losing body fat in like a sustainable way without like crash diets and yo-yo dieting and building that better relationship with food. So I'm going to be launching that once I get around to the recordings. And then I also have a couple prenatal and postpartum projects in the works. I'm working on a book. I'm hoping that will be done soon, but it's on postpartum nutrition and care.
Oh, and I love it.
Yeah, it's definitely there's a gap in postpartum care nutritionally. You know, like we spend so much time going through pregnancy and prepping for pregnancy and trying to make it through pregnancy.
Yeah.
That, you know, and then we're getting all these things for the baby that the baby needs postpartum, but then we're not preparing for that time for ourselves to make sure that we're strong and that we're nutritionally adequate, you know, for that recovery process, because it's just as postpartum is just as much a toll on your body as pregnancy is.
For sure. For sure. And I think there's a lot of moms that need that, that they don't realize what's actually going on with them nutritionally after they have baby.
Exactly. And I'm really hoping, you know, once this book is done, it could be, you know, transformative for all future moms.
And you've gone through it, so then you have firsthand experience.
Yes. Yes. When I was going through postpartum and just like looking at the difficulties of it and, you know, trying to pay attention to all these like key nutrients. I'm like, does anyone else know about this? I'm like, I don't think so, because no one even told me about it. I just know about it from research and looking it up myself. And I don't think, and it's definitely something no one talks about.
You mean when you go up for your post-care after you have your baby, your doctor isn't telling you about all the ways you should nourish your body? Shocking.
No, never.
Is that terrible? Like that's a disservice for sure. You have all these, it's so funny how you have all these appointments when you're, you know, pregnant and you go so often and they're so conscious of everything that they're doing with you and baby. And then once you like have your baby, it's kind of like, okay, well, a couple appointments and you're good and take care. Hope everything goes well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, my OB was, I did enjoy having her as my OB. But yeah, that postpartum appointment is, everything looks great. You're healing nicely. You could go back to physical activity slowly. I was like, okay. I was like, I'm going to go make my pelvic floor therapist appointment now. I'll talk to you later.
That's another whole ball game, right? Like definitely that should just be part of postpartum care, I think. Yeah.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that should definitely be widely covered by insurance and pushed.
Yes. Yes. Totally. It's crazy sometimes when you think about our healthcare. That's why it's so great, like being as a dietitian or like a personal trainer, because you do get to be that person that can fill in those gaps of healthcare.
Yes, exactly.
It's much needed. Much needed. Well, I'm excited too. I have to say, I love following your content on social media. You post such great science-based, realistic things that I think are great for everybody, especially when it comes to like physical activity, food, all the things. I love when you show your realistic foods that you eat too, which is always helpful to just show people that aren't dietitians that we're human, which is good. So yeah, keep up that great work, dear. You're doing amazing stuff. And I had no idea you did all the other things too. So it's amazing how many things that you have going on, and you make it look flawless. I don't know how you balance it all.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how I balance it all. I just do it.
And your husband must be super supportive too.
He is. I don't think I'd be able to do as much as I do without a really supportive husband.
It helps a ton.
It does. It does. You know, like I had to teach my class yesterday and I was like, hey, I teach at 6. You got to come home. He's like, I'll be there. He's like, don't worry.
That's wonderful. You need that. You need that support. And that just helps you with, it's just, you're a unit together, and that's what makes you successful when you're all on the same team.
Exactly. Like marriage and parenting, I mean, it's teamwork. Even when I was going through school, you know, he carried the brunt of the bills and he didn't bother me at all. Like if I was up late studying or I couldn't like go out or do something, so I'm like, oh, I have, you know, this exam coming up, and he's like, okay, no worries. He's like, let me know when you're done.
Aww. How long have you guys been married?
This May will be 10 years, but this November is 13 years together.
Oh wow. Yeah, you guys have made it past the hard times, I'm sure. So that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah, we've definitely been through a lot together.
I bet you have. Yeah. I always feel like if you can make it past 7 years, you're good.
I've heard that. I forget the terminology for it, but I remember once we made it to our 8th year anniversary, I was like, we did it. And he was like, what? I was like, we made it past that 7 year mark. I'm like, apparently it's like a bad year. I was like, but we did it.
Yeah, it's like the 7 year itch or something that people call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've answered all my easy questions. Are you ready for my hard ones?
Bring it.
All right, girl. Let's share with me some foods that you enjoy.
Oh, there's so many. I love pancakes. That is one.
You make delicious pancakes. Your pancakes are like drool worthy on Instagram. So
thank you. It's hard to make a good gluten free pancake, but I found some really good gluten free flours. King Arthur is fantastic, and then Orgain has a really good gluten free one that just makes
I didn't know they had one. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I've always used Bob's Red Mills gluten free, but I'll have to try. I didn't know Orgain had one. That's awesome.
I'm going to have to try Bob's because I have not used those yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bob's, they have a gluten-free like 1-to-1 ratio. It's really good. It works good too. But I don't know if it makes it as fluffy. So you'll have to report back on that.
All right. I'm going to have to try it out. But yeah, pancakes are definitely one of my favorite foods.
And what about beverages that you enjoy?
Oh, coffee.
Coffee. Does that start your day? Do you have coffee in the morning?
Oh, so my husband, for years, I think since we first started dating, because he's up before me and leaves the house way before me, he'd always make my espresso for me and leave it on top of the machine for me.
Oh, stop. That's amazing.
Yeah, so that has been a constant for the last 13 years. So I start my morning with espresso every morning, and then I usually have another one in the afternoon.
Yeah, to kind of get through your afternoon. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Caffeine doesn't bother you sleeping?
No. I think I had an espresso last night, like around 5, and I was sleeping. I was sleeping by like 9:30. Yeah.
Good for you. I'm jealous. Maybe, well, you're young too. You're younger than me, so you can probably process it better. What about scents or smells that you enjoy?
Ooh, I love anything like vanilla musk.
That's a good smell. Yeah.
It is. You know what? It reminds me of my mom. Aww. So I think that is probably one of the reasons why I love that smell, because she would always get this body oil from the boardwalk when we lived on the shore in Jersey. Mm-hmm. So that whenever I smell that, I'm like, oh, it just smells like my mom. I love it.
Oh, that's a good smell. I love smells that make you get warm and fuzzy feelings about people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good smells. Do you have it? Like, will you have it in your home anywhere that you can just like smell it every once in a while?
I have a vanilla musk perfume that nice. I wear. Yeah.
Fun. I love that. All right. You are the head act for the Super Bowl this year. What are you gonna sing? What's your first song?
Well, I feel bad for everyone listening to me sing because I'm very tone deaf.
That's okay. We all love you. You're at the Super Bowl.
probably Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Ooh, that's a good one. I can see you rocking that one. That would be amazing.
I love her. Well, I love like all like 80s ballads, but like she's just... I love her. She's amazing.
She's spicy. I like her spiciness. Oh, I can picture you doing it. Love it. And what brings you joy in life?
Oh, there's so many things. It's not fair just to leave it at one. I'm going to say right now my biggest joy is seeing my daughter happy.
Because it's her smile. I'm sure it's just like, oh, it's like just your heart just is so warm and fuzzy.
It just makes me melt. Like, yeah, when she smiles and giggles, like I'm just a puddle.
I don't blame you. She's adorable.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. I'm sure there's lots of things that bring, and I think our things that bring us joy are they're different in the seasons of our life too. So it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have favorites at different times in our life for sure.
Yeah. No, there's so many things that make me happy. You know, it's the work that I do, you know, and my friends and, you know, my daughter. So there's a lot.
You have a lot of good stuff. Well, you've worked really hard for all of it too. So you should be really proud of that.
Thank you, Anne.
Yeah. Well, I have absolutely loved this conversation. I will link your stuff in my show notes. I think you still need to send it to me though. So we'll get a hold of that before we part ways or before we release this. It'll be a little while, but we'll release this soon. And I think you're awesome. I hope we get to see each other again sometime in the future. That was great to have that time, but we needed more time, I think, to hang out and connect. So hopefully I'll make my way to you sometime. I don't think you want to come to Iowa, but you're always welcome.
Yes, no, I would love to spend more time with you. We need to go out and get dinner.
Yes, that would be fun. Maybe I'll make my... I'm sure I'll head that way sometime in the future again, and we will make that happen.
Let me know. I'll be ready.
All right. Thanks, dear.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This lady, wow. I just really admire her I admire her before our conversation, but I admire her a lot after our conversation just because of the adversity that she went through in her first career that kind of led her down this path, and how she's just proven them all wrong that she can do anything and everything she sets her mind to. I also got to meet her in real life, which was an absolute joy. I hope to someday see her again in person. Her take on helping women with nutrition, her view of teaching future dietitians, how awesome nutrition is, her passion for physical activity. I mean, she's, you know, amazing at her job, but she's also amazing at being a mom and teaching future girls and ladies of the world how they don't have to fight with this weight stigma and this body image stigma and this nutrition stigma that so many of us go through. I think her name of her business, Naked Wellness, really does kind of strip it down, literally, to what we really should be paying attention to and kind of drowning out the rest of the noise. So please connect with Amber. Follow her on Instagram at Naked Wellness. And also check out her website. She's got some great resources. She'd love to work with you. I'm sure she'd even love to mentor you. So if you're a dietitian looking for that kind of connection, she would be your gal. Remember to be great always, find the joy in each day, and to start a conversation that truly matters.